My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. I want to dive back into the NFL coming up at the top of the hour. We will Sprague the Line coming up at 8:30, so get your fake sponsors in.
Are we going to dive into the Nuggets drama? Any NBA talk today?
Yeah, I have. I was actually going to do NBA for like the whole final hour. I just had it in my notes. It's ready to go.
I don't even know what the Nuggets drama
is. I mean, nobody cares. Basically hates the front office.
Oh, okay.
Calvin Booth.
Hey, is it December 26th right now? Okay, why don't you pipe down over there, all right?
Come on,
just, you mean October 22nd?
No, I mean
December 26th. Because it used to be the 25th. Now you don't get the 25th anymore. The NFL's commandeered the 25th.
I'm
the captain now, yeah. And you get the 26th. I'll give you that.
I'd argue you and most of America to start saying April. Is you guys
MLK Day kind of? You know, I'll give you that. Football's winding down. MLK Day is not bad. Middle of the end of January.
Yep.
Poll question is up at the Dirt and Sprague account. Go follow it. We'll follow you back. Are you nice and loosey goosey for the Beavs' chances to win in San Diego?
Cowards, all
on
of you.
Saturday, right now, early, very early returns. 73% of people saying no, not loosey goosey.
Right in the butt.
One text at the Vancouver Ford text line. Beaver fan here. I did not have the overreaction that so many Beaver fans had this last weekend. Tomorrow's game will decide if last week was an overreaction or not. San Diego State is not a great team by any stretch, but a team that you should have to try a little harder to beat.
Agree.
And if Oregon State struggles with that, then we are in trouble. It's funny how our two fan bases are almost like Spider-Man memeing of like, we should win. I'm feeling pretty good, but if we don't, we got issues.
Well, also, some people are panicking in the fan base.
And other people are like,
man, it's week one.
We didn't almost lose to Idaho, bro. Stop misquoting it. Like, it's just everybody's all over the map. One weekend, I love football season.
That's why I love it, too.
So, some people loosey-goosey, some people not. I think that's a really good way of putting it. You should win handily. If you don't, it'll raise other concerns. Can't wait to see how Oregon State looks tomorrow. If we were ranking the slate 1 out of 10 of the college football weekend, how many stars do we give it?
Two and a half.
It's
pretty crappy. This is a weekend that, like, you want to catch Texas, Michigan a little bit.
Early in the morning.
Yep.
I think one team's going to blow the other team out. See Sprague and Line coming up at 8:30.
Ooh, we're going hook. Ooh. We're hooking them today.
How do you know I'm hooking him?
I think you're hooking him today.
How do you know?
You're a hooker.
Maybe
you're a definite
maybe
hooker.
Maybe he's driving the show more.
The show. I'll be hooking. But outside of that, maybe Colorado-Nebraska for nostalgia and then Prime losing to Matt Rhule.
There are games I'm curious about.
Okay, what piques your interest?
Arkansas at Oklahoma State.
I looked at that, but Oklahoma State handled their business.
Did you see, though, what Talen Green did last week? Now,
yes.
Arkansas played literally nobody.
They didn't.
I know.
I think they set the college football record by scoring on their touchdowns on their first 10 drives of the season.
Yes.
And Talen Green, who was at Boise State, a great athlete, was running wild.
When he make his debut?
Oregon State game.
Ran a long touchdown. I went, oh, my God.
I'll never forget watching that game. That was the day Oregon lost 49-3 to Georgia, and I was sitting in my hotel room in Atlanta at like 1 o'clock in the morning like, oh, this is why people on the East Coast don't watch West Coast football.
Quick, what'd your wife ask you to do on Monday? I remember where I was when Taylen Green ran a touchdown in against Oregon State 3 years ago.
You actually had me panic there for a moment. I was like, did she actually ask me to do something on Monday? What am I doing Monday?
Damn, what is wrong with
us? I didn't write it down on the calendar.
I don't remember my wife asked me on Tuesday, and you're over here. I remember where I was on a touchdown on a late night game.
Why do I remember that? Why am I? What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with us? This is not just a problem. It's a problem, everybody, man.
I have a problem. I remember I was laying in my hotel room, laying in bed watching that game. It was like 2 o'clock because that was a night game, and I was in George East Coast time, and I'm like, this is so stupid. This is 2 o'clock in the morning.
I can't wait for your wife to cite what Teddy did like Sunday last week in 2 years. Remember? He did the thing, and you go, no. And then somebody goes, hey, what was the name of that Idaho quarterback? Jack Lane broke his collarbone in the second quarter.
Guy was a gamer, bro. He gave us a hard time in week one in 2024. I'll never forget that Idaho game. Man, that thing's burned into my memory for the rest of my existence.
I sometimes feel guilty as a dad. My daughter, like, remember, Dad, I told you? I'm like, no.
And then she'll
send me a clip of LeBron. I remember watching that game live. He had 27 points, 8 rebounds, 13 assists. They won in double overtime.
I'll never forget when Joey Cora stole third. I'm with you on that one. Arkansas and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's more in a Tutty favorite, but just, you know, we'll see on that one. Any upset alert with Kansas State Tulane?
I did circle it, but
circled.
I don't know.
Okay.
The fighting Bill Snyder should be better.
I mean, it is one to identify because we are going to get a group of five team in the playoff. Tulane, I don't know a lot about them.
I'm just assuming
they're one of those candidates because they've been good the last couple of years. If they win that game against a raked opponent, they have to be the leader in the clubhouse, right, for the group of five team to make it?
Well,
unless Boise wins on Saturday night.
I do have one top 25, quote-unquote, top 25 team against a non, quote-unquote, unranked top 25 team.
That we're excited for. We have a game circled.
What's the name of the Iowa State-Iowa game again? Isn't El Asico?
What?
Excuse me?
Is it not?
I don't know.
El Osico?
What's the name?
I'm sure they have a trophy.
Name? I don't know.
Awa.
Am I thinking of a different game?
What is it? Yeah, hold on.
If the trophy doesn't have a cow and a stalk of corn on it, I don't know what's going on.
Maybe I had that wrong.
I think you had
the Cy-Hawk rivalry. I was way off.
There you go. The Cy-Hawk.
El Isico? Is that what you said?
That's not what I said.
I think that's what you said. Can we check the tape on that? That sounds like a hurricane coming through. El Isico?
Asico.
Asico?
Never mind.
Excuse me.
We're going to move on here.
Okay.
Right in the butt.
Act like that one didn't happen. I am excited for that game, though.
Oh, it is. I had this right. Spencer Hall. That's who I heard this from. Spencer Hall.
Now, why does he call it that? Is there like a deeper meaning to that? Is it an inside joke?
Now you're putting me on the spot.
Speaking of which, by the way,
that game's interesting.
The Dirty Poll did not rank Iowa in the top 25 because they don't have an offense. Did you see what they did in the first half of that game last week against the Illinois State Redbirds?
Three passing touchdowns in the game.
They had 6 points at halftime, and they didn't score 21 until fourth quarter garbage time. They led Illinois State 6-0 last week at halftime.
You know what? They ended up putting, 40 points on the board?
They did end up putting 40 on the board. So I'll give them credit for that. So that game is one of them that we have circled.
You guys have never heard that term?
The El Isico rivalry. I'm very excited.
Asico
rivalry. Iowa State. Big fan of that game.
Okay, all right.
Colorado-Nebraska. Quick thoughts. Do you believe now? Or is this the moment that Nebraska – are we going to do to Texas-Nebraska thing? Are they back if they win this game?
They're not back if they win this game, but – if they win it and win it in some emphatic fashion, then I think they're on notice.
I disagree with that. I what is back to you?
Relevant.
Yeah.
Not national championship, but like we're here. We're talked about.
They haven't been winning these games, these somewhat expectations. Hey, is Nebraska back? I think if they can beat Dion, even though I don't think Colorado's particularly great. They have a 5-star guy who looks like a doppelganger from Mahomes.
He does.
Their defense is absolutely lights out. I didn't see very much out of the Big Ten that went, oh, man, a Nebraska team with good defense and maybe a competent quarterback can't compete. And I didn't see that. So,
yeah, they're Iowa with a 5-star quarterback.
8-4 with, like, some feisty games mixed in there and making a bowl game? Yeah, I think if they can beat Colorado, I think it rejuvenates that
internal belief in the locker room that they can compete with other teams. Yeah.
He looked really good. Raiola did in week one. They played UTEP, so, you know, like we do with everybody in week one, take it with a grain of salt. But he looked really good in week one, and that I am excited to keep an eye on that game. That is an NBC Peacock game as well. They are a touchdown favorite at home against Colorado.
By the way, from 2021, thank you. You questioned it. I came in with, like, Oracle energy of not believing myself.
You were very confident in your Asico rivalry
name. And then you questioned it, and you shot me down in confidence. 2021, uh-huh. They had 20 punts in that game, so now they call that rivalry El Asico.
Oh.
Because it's ass.
It was such a bad game.
It's such a bad game.
I mean, I think it's going to stick. I'll run with you there.
So there you go.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Well. Not a good college football slate, but we do get El Asico, and I'm very excited about that game. There you go. There's your weekend college football preview.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.